Leading the news this morning, NATO has now taken full control of military operations in Libya. The battle has moved decisively in the rebels' favour. They've now recaptured another four coastal towns as Colonel Gaddafi's troops flee from coalition airstrikes. Rebel forces are now moving towards the Libyan leader's hometown of Sirte. Barry O'Farrell is expected to be sworn in as the New South Wales Premier today after Saturday's emphatic victory. Labor has been left with barely 20 seats after a swing against it of almost 17%. Mr. O'Farrell has ordered a review of the state's finances and is promising fixing transport will be his top priority. A Four Corners investigation into last year's mid-air explosion of a Qantas A380 jet engine raises serious concerns about quality controls at Rolls-Royce. It reveals the engine manufacturer was aware of a faulty weld in one of the engine's oil pipes a year before the explosion happened. And despite the initial warning, the company went on to manufacture another faulty pipe. The jury in the murder trial of a Melbourne man who threw his four-year-old daughter off a bridge is struggling to reach a verdict. After 4 days of deliberations, jurors have told the judge they don't think they can reach a unanimous verdict. Arthur Freeman has pleaded not guilty of murder on the grounds of mental impairment.